right, here's another get outside opportunity for those of you with family who are looking for an opportunity to get outside, meet a bunch of folks. Tread Lightly, Wildlife for Tomorrow, and several other agencies are sponsoring a Table Mesa Recreation Area cleanup. Now, that's just north of town a little ways. Table Mesa Road off I-17. Take exit 236 and head west on Table Mesa Road. They're going to provide lunch. They'd like you to RSVP if you can so they can make sure they have enough food for you. The food's actually going to be provided by volunteers by White Eyes. Now, I'm not sure what that is. Vegetarian options are available. All the water is going to be generously provided by Discount Tire. So I'm involved with a group called Wildlife for Tomorrow with my good friend Steve Hirsch, and they're helping sponsor it as well, Tread Lightly. So it's a great family opportunity. You hear the forecast may be for rain. Right here at the very top of the announcement, it says, this is going to happen.
Rain or shine. Very good.
8 a.m. is sign up and registration.
And this is pickup, so I would assume there's a lot of litter pickup there that's involved with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, if I could pass a law, and I'm not one for passing laws, but if you get caught littering, you have to pick it up with your teeth. I would make that law.
Yeah.
Litterers have to pick up trash removal with their teeth.
Hey, if this...
Just have them all on the side of the highway on their hands and knees.
If this Table Mesa cleanup is something you'd like to get in on with your family, RSVP at evan@treadlightly.org. EVAN, evan@treadlightly.org.
And if you're just looking for something to do out on the town, no one can deny the charm of downtown Prescott.
Oh, yeah.
Their walking tours of the historic downtown will be starting the April through October. So you can go to the Chamber of Commerce website, call the Chamber. It starts right there at the Chamber building, right on the south side of the square on Goodwin. And it's about a 90-minute walking tour of downtown.
Can't beat that. Jennifer and I already have reservations for Memorial Day weekend. We're going to go up there for the Phippen Art Show that they put out in the town square every year. There's an artist I found last year, and I bought a couple of his pieces. I hope he's there again this year, because there was one piece that was just a little bit beyond my budget that I've been saving up for all year. I hope he's there, because I've got my eye on one piece I really want. Go ahead.
All right, to our callers, starting with Gary in Casa Grande. Welcome to the program.
Everybody is up early.
Hey, we were getting restaurant suggestions in Globe. What's your favorite place in Casa Grande, Gary?
Oh, I'm not too much in restaurants, but I got a question about air conditioners.
Okay, all right.
And we bought our house 15 years ago, and I assume they probably put the cheapest one in there, but you know, it's a 13 SEER, but we've had good luck with it. The only thing we've done is, you know, change the air filters, and once a year we have somebody come out and check it. But it's been in there 15 years. Do you think this would be a good time to replace it, or wait till it's 110 degrees and have it replaced?
Gary, what's the brand?
Hello?
What's the
brand? Do you know the brand of the unit?
It's a Lennox.
Okay. All right. A 15-year Lennox. You can still get several good years out of it, that's for sure. The guy I'd have you contact to get an opinion on it, he can come take a look at it. I don't know if you have a service provider that you're comfortable with, but Desert Sun Cooling and Heating down in Casa Grande. Their number is 520-466-1489. They're out on South Stanford Drive. They could come out and take a look at it. If you've been good about replacing the filters, the Lennox is a good, solid piece of equipment. You mentioned at 15 years old, you thought it might be as high as a 13 SEER. I'm thinking at 15 years old, Gary, it's probably closer to about an 8 or a 9 SEER, and that's when it was new. It's probably operating at some performance level a little bit below that. So if you haven't had somebody take a look at it, have Desert Sun come out and take a look at it. And Desert Sun Heating and Cooling, they're our Rosie certified heating and cooling contractors in Pinal County.
And if you ever do get the urge to go enjoy a fine meal, Bedillon's is still my favorite in Casa Grande.
Bedillon's is good. Big House Cafe for breakfast and
lunch. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, man. You can't beat Big House Cafe, man. But Bedillon's is a great meal. White tablecloth, great, great meal in Casa Grande. That's for sure.
Are we going to try and sneak in one more?
That's up to you, but we got Roger, Brad, Dean. We got landscaping questions loading up for you, John Jay, so I hope you're ready, buddy.
I'm ready to take those home improvement questions. Come on, give me a shot.
Put me in, coach. All right, Roger, go ahead.
Yes, you got the brains there this morning, I can tell. I have an acre lot that's got the beautiful pink landscape rocks. The only thing worse would probably be the green ones, I guess. What's the easiest way to get these things up?
Rent a tractor. Get scoop it up. Haul it away.
No magic to it.
No magic.
It's rake, shovel, wheelbarrows.
If you can do it mechanically rather than by hand.
Skid steer.
Yeah, get a bobcat.
We'll be back with the Landscape Hour right after this.
One referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.